and someone I've known for the better part of my life, and Tony Margata, Anthony Margata Jr. joins us now. And it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Welcome.
Hey, great. Hey, guys, thanks for having me again. It's a privilege to be on the show. Appreciate it.
Now, unlike Eric Johnston, who I didn't meet until last June, and what is the? What, I'm 39. So what do I know you about? 32 years, 33 years?
Yeah, yeah. Better part of you, like you said, just on coming on the show. Yeah. So I turned 55 on January 7th. So I've been on the racetrack since I'm 18.
Yeah. So that's about right. That's about right. About 32, 33 years. Remember everything from, and I tell the story all the time, my dad was short on payroll. He went to Anthony one day, and Anthony didn't have it. So what did Anthony do? He went and borrowed it from my dad. That's the kind of guy Anthony Margata Jr. is.
Hey, so, I love your father.
I'll never forget that story as long as I live. I was there with my own two eyes to see it. I'll never forget it. Doing good. Guys are doing great right now. The barn is barn's going well, hitting at a 25% clip on the year. And this filly, Pleasant Mind, who was she runs in those green, black, and white for St. Elias. She's having some year, Anthony.
Yeah, she's really developed nice. And she didn't have too much of a shot as a two-year-old. She's pretty big, and, you know, she's more of a late developer. You know, you see the pedigree there, you know, about a Pleasant Tatmare. So, you know, she's been a blessing to us in the barn, and I'm really grateful that Vinny gave me a shot with her. And today, hopefully, we'll win the stake and get some black type on her and continue to have her move forward.
When I was in New Jersey this summer, I came and visited you. We had a really nice conversation in your office, and you told me about this filly. I was able to get down on her at 380-1 when she broke her maiden.
There you go. Yeah, we have to make another visit next year. You look like you gave us, you brought some extra luck to the barn.
Yeah,
you did real well.
Well, happy to oblige. I love Monmouth Park, and it was great to have that visit with you. And I talk about it often, but this filly, I think you liked her back then, but I think she's maybe even exceeded your finest expectations, huh?
Yeah, you know, I've always liked her. So I had her at the farm when I was down there at Kruby's Newcastle last winter. And, you know, we're preparing to get me – Jimmy sent me a few horses to Monmouth. And, again, she hadn't made it as a two-year-old. So, you know, she had a few issues. But we brought her down to Monmouth. And, you know, she trained good on the farm. And she also trained good at Monmouth. And, you know, I was real happy with her. We ran her the first time, and she won, you know, convincingly first time out. She beat some couple nice horses in there, actually, one of McLaughlin's and another one of Todd's. But I ran her back. You know, we had a hot spell, if you remember, over the summer. So we had a real hot spell there, and I gave her a proper amount of time. I ran her back, and, you know, she had an electrolyte imbalance. We call it the thumps. And, you know, I used my protocol standard protocol for that. We got her past that. And then we, you know, gave her a race in Parks, the one that you just, the stretch run you just heard. And then we were pointing towards, as Vinny said, you know, I'd like to get some black type on her, Tony, see what you could find. And it is a three-year-old filly race today. It's not her best distance. She does want to run further, but I believe she's got enough talent that she may overcome that and possibly win the race today.
Well, her last race was spectacular, winning by 8.5 lengths. And I really like her today. I just think you've got her headed in the right direction. And you know, it's not an easy race, but it's not like the toughest race ever either. And she's just doing so well. Looks like she's one of the sharpest fillies in the race.
Well, I hope you make a parlay and a connect for a first race.
Anthony, after she had the only loss of her career, you opted to put the blinkers on. You cut her back, too, put the blinkers on, and she caught a sloppy track down at Parks that day. It looks to me, I went back and watched the replay, and I could be wrong. It looked like she didn't really care for that track that day, yet she ran, you know, well enough that she won pretty handily that day.
Yeah, again, after she had the incident with the electrolyte imbalance, you know, we took care of that. And then I told Jimmy and Vinny, I called Jimmy Krupp, and I spoke to Vinny. I said, listen, let's find a spot for her where we could, get, you know, get her get her encouraged again, you know, get, find a nice spot for, and I told him, you know, that's not her best, but let's take a shot at it. And it worked out. And then, you know, I knew I was pointing towards this race towards the end of the year. I knew this was going to be the spot that I was going to try to get the black type and win. So I talked to him and I said, there's a spot. I had this filly actually entered with another filly I trained called Diamond Play on the 29th at Parks. But there was a race at Parks and a race at Penn. The race at Penn was a mile and a 16th, and it was I believe it was a better spot for Pleasant Mind, where she could get some, again, get her confidence going, and, you know, she wouldn't have to run as hard to beat them kind of horses up there, and it would be a good prep coming into this race. So the blinkers helped. She definitely is, you know, confident now, and I believe she's really prepared to move forward. You know, this race, and I also, Vinny told me, he said, listen, now we're going to run her another year. We're not going to just breed her after this. So I have a lot of high expectations for this filly, Pleasant Mind. I think you were going to see her win something really special, you know, next year also.
Talking with trainer Anthony Morgata Jr., he'll send out Pleasant Mind later on today down in race number 6 at Laurel, the safely kept post time for that race, 2:14 Eastern time. What's the winter plan, Ant? We're heading down to Florida?
Yeah, here's the winter plan. I have 10 stable down at Tampa as we speak. I'm going to run this filly, and then she will head down there on Monday. I've got several turned out at Croupy's Newcastle. Again, I'm privileged to be, you know, Jimmy's a brother of mine, and I love him, and he's been a great supporter of mine. As you know, I was listening last night to, you know, the May 25th, you know, show that we did, Jude, you know, with
the trainer talk show,
you know, yeah. And I was reflecting on what we talked about there and what's going on today in my life. And I'll tell you, it's amazing how, you know, the stuff we discussed and the language of the heart and the gifts that God has blessed me and my stable with. We have 7 for Mr. Viola, Teresa and Vinny down there at Tampa Bay, and there's, you know, you were talking about Scat Daddy, and we're talking about Unbridled Song, and we're talking about Bodie Meister, and this is just real fruits of, you know, doing the right thing, getting up, doing your job, doing the right thing. It's a real blessing. I'm really, really a blessed man. You know, you guys heard the story about my life, you know, what's going on, and you know what, I have to bring it up because it's important to me to keep that in the form, you know. The surgeon general the other day makes a statement and says that the addiction in this country, okay, nearly 21 million people have an addiction to alcohol and drugs. It's an epidemic. And I went through that. And you see, 1 in 7 people in this country are going to have that problem. 1 in every 3 households is going to deal with this in America. So, you know, the training horses is what I love to do. And there's only one thing I love doing more than what I'm going to do today. Now I'm going to be in the car going to Maryland. I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to saddle a horse and a stake and hopefully win it. But there's only one thing I love doing more, and that's saving somebody's life. So if somebody's out there listening, or you, and I know there is, and I know there's somebody you know that has a problem, reach out to me personally. I'm easy to get a hold of. And you talk to me, and I'll put you in the right direction. Because I know what it's like to wake up in the morning and say, oh, no, not another day I got to deal with. So I had to bring it up, fellas, because I really, that's my, you know, that's the only thing I love doing more than training these horses.
Well, I know that's the truth, and the day that I visited you at your barn at Monmouth, you were taking somebody that day to their first AA meeting, and I know you're very proactive with people on the backside, and you're very open about your past issues, and I couldn't be happier for you that you're having such a great year, and I hope it's just the beginning of some more great years to come.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I speak for a lot of people, Anthony, and you got a good 15 years on me, but a lot of people are proud of you and what you've done and what you've been able to overcome and how you've been able to put the past away and Really, but you always had a ton of talent. You always knew your way around the racehorse, and that you're able to get your personal life straightened out. It's showing once again, hitting at 25%, and you got a really nice filly on your hands. Hopefully she gets that black type in the money today.
Yes, yes, that's great. Yeah, I'm sure looking forward to it.
All right, Ann, thanks for some time this morning. Get on 95 and get down to Maryland.
Yeah, hey guys, listen, again, thank you so much. I'm really grateful. God bless you guys, and let's get to the winner's circle today.
Sounds great.
All right, good luck. We'll talk to you soon. We'll check in a few months with you.
Yeah, please do. Thank you so much.